Good afternoon, Jimmy Services.
Hi, is Ariel there?
He is in a meeting right now. Is anything that I can help you with, or would you like his voice?
Yeah, maybe you can point me in the right direction. Does there happen to be like does he have a CFO maybe, or a controller, or someone along those lines? My name is Hashem, and I was calling from Cardiff. And I was calling regarding some financing that was done with Wells Fargo. Looked like it was for some equipment. And I was following up with him here on an offer that was sent out to the business about two weeks ago. I just kind of wanted to touch base with him and see if he had a chance to take a look at it. Looks like we were in touch in March, and we're told to follow up as we get closer towards the end of the year here to see if he was taking on any more projects, looking to get any more equipment, or if he was just looking to take advantage of Section 179 as we get closer towards the end of the year. And I had him here as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Is there anyone else that might be able to, know anything about that or handle it or anything?
Well, I'm the one, I'm the controller.
Okay, so do you handle that at all? Like the financing?
I do, yes.
Okay, did you know if you guys had anything coming up at all? Any projects that you guys were looking to do, or any equipment you were looking to bring on or anything like that?
No, at the moment. I mean, we're all set with equipment right now. We're not going to need any more, and we don't have big project that we might need new equipment. The one that we have, we're good.
For the equipment?
Yes.
But for the projects, do you guys usually use like a line of credit, or what do you guys usually do?
We do. We have, you're talking about cash flow?
Yeah, correct.
Yes, we do. We have a line of credit in place.
Okay. Okay. Is your line of credit usually sufficient enough?
Yeah, we have a really good, let me get your number because we are in a review with the financing company. We have the line of credit, so we might, based on what they say, we might consider look for another option.
Absolutely.
You might send me your contact information via email?
Absolutely. What's a good email for you?
It's Y.
Why?
Donegan. Donegan. D-O-N-E-G-A-N.
D-O-N-E?
G-A-N.
E-G-A-N. Y.
At
Donegan. At?
A as in Apple. G as in George. B as in Boy. Serve, serv.com.
serv.com. Yeah, I'll definitely shoot that information over to you. Do you know what you guys were looking to do, really? Just so I kind of have a better understanding.
We have an existing line of credit, but based on the review we might get from them, we don't know if we might be looking at different options. Lending.
And is that for the the sole purpose of getting more money, or is that what was your reasoning for it?
No, not getting more money. It's just pretty much the standards they have. It doesn't fit our needs.
Okay, how so, if you don't mind me asking?
It's very there's too many restrictions on it.
Oh, okay, I see.
Something more flexible.
Okay, well, have you ever heard of a working capital loan before?
I do, but if you can tell me more about it.
Absolutely. So what it is it's similar to a line of credit. However, it's an unsecured cash loan, so there is no collateral on your end. You don't have to, put up your house or your cars or anything like that in order to get the loan. And at the same time, we can free up a lot more cash than a line of credit can. So in a line of credit, like you probably get, around 3% of total sales, I would assume. What we can do here is it's based solely or mostly on your sales. We don't take a look at your, we do take a look at credit, obviously, but that's not what we base it off of. We like to look at the business and the revenue. So typically we can lend out 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So whatever you have for sales, we can do 10 to 15% of that. So we can get you more money than a line of credit, and that money can be used for literally anything for the business, whether it's payroll, marketing, inventory, equipment, taxes, whatever you wanted to use it for, even as a bridge loan for other loans that you have. If you wanted to take care of that loan, we can get you a capital loan that's enough to pay it off, and then you just work with us.
The rate is based on what, prime or is that?
So what? How it is we collect three things. One is the one-page application, which has the information for the business, the ownership, and things like that. And then we look at your six-month bank statements for the business, and then we take a look at the most recent tax return, and that's it. With just those two, if those get sent in to me, it goes straight to the underwriting, and then the underwriting within 24 hours can tell you what you qualify for and how much and what the payment options are. And obviously they don't give you one option. They'll give you at least two usually, where they'll tell you you can do this. There's a monthly payment. Here's a weekly payment. And for rates, we don't have like a specific rate. Like I told you, we take a look at the business and how you guys do and how you guys perform. Because remember back in 2008 with the whole crash and how banks stopped lending out to businesses and things like that? We kept lending out, but we lent out based on the fact that businesses were making money and that they were able to pay us back. We weren't just looking at their credit and what they had in their bank account. We were looking at what their projections are and things like that. So we take that into consideration. And what happens is we give you a total payback amount based on the information that you provide to me. And then from there, we create, a payment option for you.
Okay. I'll probably talk to you after I have the review from the bank we're currently at.
Absolutely. When were you guys planning to do that?
Next week.
Okay. How about I follow back up with you like next, was it like the middle of the week or the end of the week, you think?
It will be probably the end of the week.
End of the week, so like Thursday or Friday?
Mm-hmm.
And around this time is okay for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Did you by any chance know like what just an amount that you were looking for, maybe?
Well, with them we have 1.6 million.
Okay. So you have a 1.6 with them as a line of credit?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. What do you guys do in sales usually? How was it last year?
It was pretty good.
You guys were pretty, I assume with a 1.6 line of credit, you guys had pretty high sales.
We have several businesses going on.
Okay, gotcha.
We'll have the detail when we get into this.
Absolutely. All right, then I will just shoot over that email to you right now. You can take a look at it, check out our reviews, whatever it is you want to check out. And I'll follow up with you, how about next Thursday around this time? How's that sound?
Not a problem.
All right. So, and I'm sorry I didn't get your name one more time.
Jovanka. Y-O-V-A-N-K-A.
Jovanka. Okay. It was a pleasure talking to you, Jovanka, and I will get back to you next week. How's that sound?
That's fine. And you are?
My name is Hashem. That's H-A-S-H-E-M, as in mother at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Take care.
Bye.